recording.
Awesome.
Yo. Camera is rolling. We've been again. To go.
Cool. Let's have it.
Again. I'm eating again. You are again.
The Granny Smith.
So it's week three.
Three.
What have you done this week, Jims? You're wearing the same clothes again, you dirty bugger.
Do you know what I've what I have been doing today? I've been sanding down scaffold planks all day long.
Did you show that on the first one?
I think I probably did. Still doing it. That's all I've been up to.
Those planks ain't going to sand themselves.
They ain't, mate. They ain't. But they are looking nice. I'm doing the kitchen, but we're doing it from just reclaimed stuff.
From the plank up.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Up. Love it.
But yeah. So, what have you been up to?
Me?
Yeah.
Not a lot, really. I went for a walk. I drove over to Chelsea Road and back. It was all right. And now I've seen Si on the way back. So, fuck, folk. I'll put that out for a minute. Welcome to episode 3 of the Jimson and Roscoe Show. Today, we are joined by Si from
Mind That Music.
Mind That Music.
Maybe you've to have the theme tune, maybe you won't by this episode. Might but be. Anyway, this is Si from Mind That Music, and which is a charity, a mental health charity, which emphasizes the use of music as workshops. I'll let you introduce what it is.
Mind That Music, really, it's a music-based mental health charity, and so I mean, really, we do workshops with you know, people who are suffering, and just, you know, like, mate, to get people together, to get people interacting together, and, you know, through the medium of music, you really get, you know, to some really, really positive impacts.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, I've worked with guys who, you know, they're so institutionalized. You know, there's some people who are very, very unwell who are never gonna, gonna get out of these environments. Mm. And there's, you know, all different ends of the spectrum. But, you know, I go in and work with these guys, and sometimes I see nurses or the carers, and they're crying, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, that guy's not spoke to anyone for like 2 weeks, and I'm like, well, that guy there hogging the mic, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, and people open up, man. I guess the sort of going in and doing the music, it sort of circumvents the fear that people have talking to like medical professionals. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because they're sort of, you know, the cure and the cause, you know what I mean? It's so, you know, it's just people open up, and it's just nice to do something with these people, yeah, man, definitely. You know what I mean?
We had Rach on, and she...
when was that? It's like 2 weeks ago now.
Or 2 hours ago in the real world. Yeah. But she, for a living, she's a youth offending officer.
Okay.
But she's a DJ, and she's saying she's been given the opportunity to do certain things, obviously only with the people that she's working with, and she can't open up to outside because she's... That's what she does, is youth offending.
Yeah.
But the kids that she's had to work with, you saying, when you've got like kids between the age of 13, 17, who are going through some shit, who can't they don't want to sit there and someone say, why are you angry? Or why have you done this? It's like, nah, give them the workshop. And she's done it, and get them to write lyrics, DJ and shit.
This is the thing, especially, you know, if you're like people from certain environments or, you know, certain age groups. You know, if you sit them down with somebody who's like they've got nothing in common, you know what I mean? Like, you know, and they're like, say a therapist, for example, and they're like, you know, oh, talk me through, like, what is it? Like, can you trace it back to some sort of something that happened in your
past?
Like, people ain't going to open up, man. But you give them a pen and a paper, man, and they put their heart down there.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So a lot easier to talk about painful experiences when you're expressing it artistically rather than just trying to, like, you know,
sometimes just
diagnose it, you know what I mean?
Because writing it down as well, like, you know?
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was a kid, I had to see a therapist for a while as a child. Like, I'm talking like the age of like 9, 10. And she used to do that. She used to say, she never used to ask me to say it. She used to get me to draw pictures. Do you know what I mean? And it's a similar sort of thing. And but it's a powerful way that art, the medium, you got me through any form of art.
100%.
Dance, theatre, literature, you can bring anything into this world through that.
And but it's also like, you know, like, you know, it's the sort of the difference between sort of pop music and something that's real. You can feel the emotion in certain things. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And also with live performance, I've seen people who, like, songwriters who've written a song for somebody else. Do you know what I mean? And like, you're only used to that pop star's version of it, and then when you hear the person who wrote the song, and you're like, oh damn, that's what it means. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You
actually get into it, like, you're like, whereas before you're just kind of like, yeah, this is a vibe, and it's I mean, just a nice little bit of music, but you don't really sort of comprehend, like, you can feel the pain, you can feel the emotions and stuff, you know what I mean? Which is again, which is why music's such a powerful tool, you know?
It's like when they do the thing with the people with, like, Alzheimer's, isn't it, and then they, like, get them to put the headphones on and they play, like, songs that are, they're at the point where they can't remember, and they're jigging, and it's the power of the music. I was thinking about that, man.
I probably read the same article as you, and it was just like, you know, an elder lady, and you know, I mean, she didn't even recognize her own husband or her own children or anything like this. And you'd put on, like, whatever it was she was listening to, like some Nina Simone, and she'll like every lyric, and she'll tell you, taps it. It also evokes memories as well, because she'll tell you where she was the first time she heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, like, music's got the power to unlock these parts of the brain. You know what I mean? I mean, that alone says something. You know what I mean?
I was reading an article in New Scientist, and they were saying it was about maintaining, like, strengthening your neural pathways as you get older, four things like dementia and stuff like that. And they were saying, like, things like Sudoku and these fucking brain training apps, and they were like saying it's bollocks, like, none of them work. And they were saying one of the only things to work is to learn an instrument.
Okay.
And they were saying the scientists have now proven that the pathways that it strengthens in your brain from learning this instrument. And they say, like, and they also say as well, people who can play an instrument or can sing or whatever, they're more in tune with other people's emotions, because they can hear it better, and they can hear the nuances in people's voice. Like, someone who might be holding it together, but they're still a little bit, like, stressed, and they can pick up on the, and they can, do you mean it's, the empathy's there more. It is, it's fucking powerful. Yeah. Music is fucking powerful.
It is, and the thing is, like, you know, obviously, like, please, if you know them, tell me their name. One person who doesn't like music. We all listen to different types of genres. Weird, do you know what I mean? But there's not one. You might meet somebody who's like, oh, like, I'm not really into hip hop. I'm not really into house. But I've never met anyone that's like, I just don't like music.
I know. I've met people that don't like music.
They're all
genuinely don't like
music. They're all Tories.
Yeah, no. He is a Tory. Jono, I know you're listening, bruv. You're a Tory and you don't like music. Even though his favourite song's like Sean Paul, Give Me The Light or something dumb like that.
Do you know what?
He doesn't like it.
They're rare.
Do you know what? Yeah. If there was a person that existed out there, then he would definitely be a Tory. He would. You know what I mean? If you were going to be like, oh, there's this, do you know what I mean? He's like a humanitarian mental health advocate and he doesn't like music. I'd have been like, I can't believe it.
Yeah. I can imagine Boris listening to music.
Can
you? What type?
It'd be like Chumbawamba, like fucking Stormzy. What's the England football song? We're coming home. I can imagine him now with his fucking blonde hair. Have you seen the Jim Will Paint It Tory squat party?
No.
Boris is there. He's got his top off, right? He's got a note in the rolled up note in his hand. Fucking bloke, mate, look, Jim will paint it. Tory squat party.
I've seen the one where it's the two Caterpillars, Marks and Spencers, and Aldi. Now, that portcase going on.
He's a G.
Yeah, he is good.
But yeah.
So I guess we'll never know unless we ask him then what he listens to.
Yeah, I don't know.
We still won't get a straight answer anyway.
Nah. Well, you don't really get a straight answer from fucking any politician either. That's the trouble.
That's for sure. But anyway, Boris, if you're listening, we'd love to know what you listen to.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Come on the show, Boris.
In the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgot about all that stuff, and, like, follow us and all that bullshit, and like us. Yeah, we'll get there one day.
We'll put an end screen.
Yeah.
And a start screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you some beats.
So yeah,
so what's going on with you boys, man? I mean, I spoke to you and you were saying about, like, if I had some beats, send them down, and you got little projects going on.
I've got little things popping off. Like,
you were saying you wanted to work with a lot of people over there.
Yeah, like and then work happens, and now I'm back to work literally 24/7. But I've been doing little bits with there's a kid that worked for me that I kind of ignored for ages, even though everyone was like, he makes music, and I just kind of ignored him. And then I stumbled on one of his beats and was like, bro, I didn't realise you made beats like this.
Okay,
yeah, I was like, yo. And now, yeah, so I'm doing a couple of things with him. We've got like a couple of drill tunes that we're working on, and then the complete polar opposite, like proper lift hip hop music, like an album that I've came up with when I was tired, and it's called White People in Elevators.
Okay.
And it was just me really tired and like fucking, you know when you're tired and you get silly, like when you're a child.
Bruv, do you know what, man?
The concept come to me, I was like, yeah, man, fuck it.
I come up with like the maddest names for my tracks, and I've just like, I go into folders and I'm like, right, what? I'm gonna jump back on that beat that I was doing like whenever it was, and then I'm like, I've started putting dates on them now to help me, but like, I normally go in and it'll be like something really weird, like, do you know what I mean? Faces on milk cartons. And I'm like, what is this about? Do you know what I mean? And I put it on, I'm like, rah.
Do you know what I mean? The other thing as well, it's like,
do you know what I mean?
It's making sure that when you record it is the same name as you've called it, because otherwise you lose it, and it's like,
you lose the bars.
Because then the person who spit on it, whatever, they're like, nah, it's called this.
Yeah.
And the producer's like, oh, shit, I ain't got one called that. And you're like, it's like, do you mean? So like, now if I'm writing to something, like what a producer sent me, I put it in the notes. So I write it on hand first and I put it in the notes afterwards, but I put their name, what they called their beat originally, and then in brackets underneath I put what I've called it to fucking, because I've had that so many times. I'm like, nah, I mean, and it took me a long time to learn to be like, nah, I need to remind these producers what their beats are called.
That's what I need to be like. I'm normally so organized, bruv. I'm like OCD. Everything else I'm like, it's perfect. And then I open up my desktops all nice and tidy, then I'll go, yeah, this one, Logic files, and then it's just like, I'm like, what is going on in here, man?
Yeah, like a jungle.
Do you know what I mean?
So what are you working on?
So to be honest with you, like, I was just like I obviously used to produce tracks, and then when I started doing the work that like the mental health and the music sessions, which I probably started doing in around 2011, I stopped really making music for myself, to be honest with you. Like, I just enjoyed doing the classes with people and sort of teaching people to do that, and there was like no pressure to put anything out, and do you know what I mean? Like, again, being such a perfectionist, like, you know, I'm like, I've probably got about 45 albums that are going to get released when I die, because I'm like too precious to give them away, like, do you know what I mean? Because I'm so real, critical, man. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm like as well.
That's
man.
What all artists are like,
it's
bro.
Terrible. He's, I mean? He's a better, he's got a lot better at just putting it out,
because do you know what I took 4 years, ain't like. After Kaivan, I just like fucking went, I just couldn't handle being online. And then, because like, there's the dark side of the mental health issues with music. Well, not just the music, but like, not so much the music, the creation music, the putting yourself out. That's where the, do you mean it's like, because making music and just having that for fun or whatever is therapeutic. But then, like, because there's so many artists that are introverts as well, and they're truly introverted, and then it comes to like them putting it out and the process of like putting it online and being engaging online and talking
this
to people.
This is another thing that I find I'm really enjoyable, man. So like, when I'm doing these workshops, like, a lot of the guys that I'm working with, like, you know, there's a few people who may have like have some experience in music production, but most of them don't, like 99% of them.
Yeah.
So like, because they're not like, you know, if you know too much, you're like, all right, well, I've got to do this chord progression, like, I've got to do this, and like, they're like conforming to certain structures, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, whereas like, people who don't know will just like, they'll just do it. They'll just do it, man. Do you know what I mean?
What does this do? Not, like, what does that do?
They're like, just try, you know, if it sounds good, it's right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, and you just come up with like, some of the stuff that like, that gets made, I'm like, are you like, you sure you've never done this before?
It's because there's no stigma, there's no like limitations, is there? It's like, because now I get exactly what you mean. You sit there and you think, but is that the way you're meant to make a beat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know so much about it.
Yeah.
Whereas these people that are new to it just
It's like when you can't have like so I was listening to Noah 40. It is Noah 40 Shabib, yeah. You know Drake's producer, Drake, Noah 40 Shabib. So he was saying he was on Pensado's place. He was on an interview on Pensado's place. So Dave Pensado, big engineer, and he was saying on there, and he was talking about mixing. Was it Headlights? So did he have a song called Headlights, Drake? It was something like that, wasn't it? Headlines. It was like one of his like number one songs, like back when he was like off his second album, and he was talking about mixing it, and he was saying everything he did about mixing that song was wrong by like what you'd be taught. They were like, never clip digitally, and he was like, he was doing everything wrong. He was like, but it sounds really good when I was clipping it digitally. Put it into the red, and he goes, it sounded good, but like, he said everything in his brain was going, no, you're not allowed to do that. And he's like, but it sounds good.
Yeah. The people, like producers, people that like we all talk about, highly regarded producers, and you know, these are the people that was taking risks. They were doing things, And now, like, you know, forward 10 years, people are like, oh, like the way that he, you know, is the arrangement of this, and like no one had done this before. But probably, like, at the time, he probably had people around him going, that ain't right. Like,
yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
And he's like, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And now everybody's like, oh, wow. And then, and people are replicating and doing this. Do you know what I mean? So unless you're prepared to make a mistake, you're never going to do nothing original.
You have to. I mean, it's like, dude, it's the. No, because it's like following trends. Like, you're too late. If you're making something like someone else, it's like you're already too late to the party. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's there's someone doing it. It's like, and like you say, you do. You just really need to do take the risk. And it's, again, getting comfortable with yourself to be able to do that. Do you mean?
Yeah. I've been writing some weird stuff. You've heard some of the beats, like the new ones I put on the Insta and stuff. But going back, somebody, you asked what I was up to. So personally, I'm working on a little EP that I want to put out whenever it's finished.
Is that just beats?
It'll be, so basically it's going to probably be like a 6-track thing, but it's all obviously coming from a hip hop background, and it'll always be like flipping samples, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And which I love, and it's a real art form, do you know what I mean? But I was just like, I want to do a hip hop album, but I don't want to sample anything. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So like, it's all, I've done everything. You know what I mean?
So do you want to use live instruments, or are you going to play it all in yourself?
So in the sense of, I haven't sampled everything. It's obviously the drums, like they are samples, I haven't sampled a track in like, you know what I mean? Used the loop or anything. So the drum patterns are all original with sampled drums, you know, Mini Moog, like bass lines some synth action going on, you know. I kind of got a little bit motivated, like during the lockdown part one. Just sort of because I wasn't able to work and do the workshops with people, and I found my a little bit of mojo. Do you know what I mean? And just started doing some things, and caught the vibe again, you know what I mean? So try and get something out, basically. It's called The Floor Diamond. I came up with a name about 20 years ago. It's a still nice name, still, man. Not finished the EP, you know what I mean?
That's
coming soon.
That's like me, man.
Do you know what it is? It's the trouble now as well, is the culture of music now is it's so quick, and it's consumed so quickly, and you just churn out, right, next, what's next, next, and it's like, I'm a big fan of albums, and I really like a good concept album, but it's this day and age, I find you've got to be doing both. You've got to be churning out the singles, but also working on the bigger pieces in the background, because without churning out the singles, it's just fucking... Do you mean
people lose interest?
I've gone back to basics, man. Just like, really, you know, not trying to overcomplicate things, or like, you know what I mean, or like do something like too nerdy, where, you know what I mean, you're just like trying to put like subliminal stuff behind your beats that no one else will even get. Like, you know what I mean? It's just I've been really focused on just keeping it really simple, and like really like spending time synthesizing the sounds, do you know what I mean? Just making them sound brilliant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the concept of the tune will come, and I'll do that, and then it's, I guess, like, for me, I'm like, the new art that I'm trying to sort of perfect is mixing it all down and mastering it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just rather than have like there's like symphony on the bridge and there's like this, that going on, just like, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 instruments.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that the beauty of it is, like, for example, you look at Billie Eilish and what she's doing, and like the minimalism in it, and it's like pop songs, but it's just like, hang on a minute, she's just got like some chords on like a Rhodes piano, a bass line, and a kick and a clap, and some vocals.
But this is the thing, I can't sing, I'm not a vocalist, I can't rap.
But like, even with like just minimalism in the instruments, it's so much special about it. As
somebody who doesn't sing or rap, So I'm just producing the tune without any reference, and sometimes you forget that, like, the main instrument's going to be the person's voice. So it's just like, you need to leave that space for the artist to sing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like,
so a lot of the
space.
Tracks that I've done, and then, like, you know, I get someone in the studio and that, and I end up stripping it back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've kind of, like, you know, like you're saying there, you don't, it doesn't always need to have that.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
And I find the songs that, like, or beats that have the most...
Sorry, that's me.
I was going to say, I thought it was the pizza. But the most emotional tracks, or emotionally relatable tracks, don't have a lot going on in them. They've got the space to breathe.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's like, so you can feel it, man.
You can really feel it in between. Like, I find anyway, I think, like, really busy, crowded songs, they don't have that, like, depth and space of, like, do you know what I mean? So you can really look like what we were talking about at the beginning, like, to really feel the, because you can do that with the instrumentals as well, isn't it? You can really feel, like, do you mean, it's like you can have like a fucking stunning beat or a stunning instrumental where you can just be like,
it conjures up,
fucking get taken away. And you don't even have to be thinking about bars, so you can just really just fucking get sucked in and absorbed and be like, fucking,
you know, when you've done a, you know, when you've done a banger, innit? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
It's got a loop for fucking
dreams. Just sat like that. Yeah, man.
And I find that as well. It's like, if like making your own music, it's like, sometimes it's good not to listen to other music.
Yeah.
If you're making music.
Do you know what? It's funny you say that, actually. Yeah. I really like when you like talking about certain things, and you're saying you're doing like things and like drill things and this, that, and the other. Like, I used to be like, I used to be on it, you know what I mean? And I've not listened to anything. Like, some of the younger, like, kids up in Liverpool that I'm working with, they're like, do you know this person? I'm like, nah. And they're like, seriously? And I'm like, nah. And the whole, the EP, like, the tracks that I've written during lockdown has just been, there's been no sort of, I wouldn't say inspiration, like any influence, do you know what I mean? And my missus, like, she's got Spotify in there, so I've literally put her Spotify on my laptop. We doubled up to pay the, like,
the
double
duo
account. $12.99 Spotify, sign me up, what? But, like, yeah, and I was like, fucking hell. I was like, this is the first time in God knows how long where I've, you know what I mean? Like,
hello.
Just used to listen to radio shows and certain DJs that I like, but just sort of,
all right, mate.
I haven't really had my finger on the pulse anymore. And it was kind of nice in a way because, yeah, like I said, no influence behind what I've done. But also, yeah, like getting back on it a bit, I was like, fucking hell, yeah.
Because you're doing video stuff as well, aren't you?
Doing a few videos, yeah. So there's sort of, Mind That Music is the mental health charity.
Yeah.
And then Mind That Media is the thing that pays me and helps to support the charity.
Okay. So like a sister company type thing.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Man, exactly. So we do like photography, music videos, graphic design, website development, artist development, branding, press kits, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which helps fund the charity as well, you know.
Because as well, the merch, I should have worn my t-shirt today, but I'll post merch, like the Mind That Music merch. I'll post a link below. But like the t-shirts and the hoodies, the brain logo that you got for us.
You know what? That so many people compliment that. A couple of really close friends of mine who are brilliant graphic designers. They're like, everybody says it, man. I do graphic design myself, all right? So I was going to do my own logo. And So I've just, you know, I've sat down, I'm like, right, I'm going to do the thing. I've just gone onto Google and I've just typed in brain logos, yeah, just for like a little bit of inspiration, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just
mushrooms.
And then I saw that logo and I was like, what? Yeah. Like, that is heavy. And then found the guy's details through Pinterest, and it was this a guy in Lithuania. And yeah, he hadn't, like, it was still available, and I was just like,
so he just made that for the ticket.
Like, he'd made the logo. Yeah, a lot of the stuff on his website, I can't remember his name, so I can't even shout him out now. Yeah, like it was there, it was still for sale, like everything else. It was like, this one had been sold and that was done for like a bank, or this was a clothing label, and this one was like still available. And I was like, what? So I messaged him and I was like, how much do you want for it? And he told me the price, and I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, well, for X amount I could do you another four designs and pick your favorite. And I thought, all right, cool, do you know what I mean? It was only, say, an extra 20% for him to do more designs as opposed to the original. And he'd done another one, and I was like, nah. And then he'd done another one, and I said, to be honest, brother, I was like, I'm happy to just pay you the full amount, but every other design you're doing is getting further away than the original. I don't think you're going to top this one. Do you know what I mean? So take my money and let me own that logo.
Yeah, sick. And it is a fucking sick logo.
Yeah, it is good, man.
Do you know what? It worked out perfectly. Like, so obviously, I wanted to have a brain within the logo because of the mental health thing, right? And then I seen his logo, and when I went on his site, it was just the name of the design was called Brain Box, because it's kind of like a cube. And then I was like, that's even sicker.
Yeah.
Like, Brain Box, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, what? So
it was meant to happen.
It was, man. There's been a lot of I don't know, like, things that have just sort of fallen into line. Are we all right to eat on? Yeah, I was about to say, we were right to eat on camera. And
I was just hearing it away, so it's like everyone's not like,
do you know what it is? Look, I've got the wrong colour jumper on, man. Every time I wear a light colour, guaranteed I'm gonna get something on you.
Duffied.
So have you got hoodies and that in at the moment?
T-shirts at the moment? So the t-shirts that I sent you, we had a load of t-shirts done, and then the hoodies, I only had a few done just to see what the quality was like and whatnot. So yeah, there's going to be a new batch. There's going to be hoodies, jumpers. There's some new merch getting done. Same designs, different colours, like, but similar. You pretty much seen what it's going to be. Like, there's the burgundy hoodies, a black crew neck, and then the tees.
Well, you don't really, the thing with that, with a such a strong logo like that, I don't really think you need to do much more, like, do you mean? Like, each time, you don't really need to go with so many different designs, because that, on its own,
honestly,
speaks volumes.
I was so happy with it. I couldn't believe it was for sale. I can't believe how much I paid for it. I was absolutely made up.
Yeah. Go get yourself a Mind That Music t-shirt or hoodie.
I need to go.
It's for a good cause. And so how are the workshops running then? Is there, because they're all on hold at the moment, right, for the COVID?
Yeah, they've all been on hold. So we've been doing some in-reach stuff, but then what with COVID, it's all sort of slowed down a bit. But I've actually I've just signed the lease on a commercial property in the centre of Liverpool.
Sick.
So we've got a 1200 square foot basement spot, so which we'll be able to do. There's three rooms down there, so it's going to be like a reception room. The middle room is going to be the music studio, and then the back room is going to be the classroom. So, like, we obviously do the music production classes, which will be down the back, and then we've got the soundproofing in the middle. So yeah, the lease has just been signed on that, and it's probably going to take me, well, not me, but whoever's on the job, maybe 6 weeks to renovate and do what needs to be done.
Yeah, sick.
So yeah, I mean, like, this has all come to fruition, like, during the lockdown, to be honest with you. And I was kind of like, if I can get everything sorted by the 21st of June, which is when they're saying we're going to be out of it, I'm going to be laughing. So yeah, I'm pretty much not far off hitting them deadlines, you know what I mean? So it's all good. I mean, I know the lockdown's been shit, man. You know, and I know, like, a lot of people have really suffered. But I also know a lot of people, and I probably, like, the majority of the people that I know with, I don't know if it's just because I roll with people who are motivated or whether we're just lucky, but most people I've known of like, there's been some sort of blessing. They've got on with something. Like, yeah. It's allowed them to, you know, get on with, especially creative people. You know what I mean?
A lot of people like got re-in touch
with themselves.
With themselves and like kind of like really thought about what matters. Mm-hmm. Like, you mean where people aren't going into like maybe a dead end.
Bro, when I was up in Liverpool, yeah. So when I've got up there, I moved up there with fuck all, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I had to do a little reset because of some business decisions and some things didn't go the right way. You know what I mean? So I've gone up there to just a little reset, and I'm like, right, just get a job, innit? Do you know what I mean? So I'm just grafting, just doing, you know, you're just, your heart's not in it, but you got bills to pay. You know what I mean? So just doing that, and then, you know, like, that's allowing me to buy some new studio equipment here and this, and you're just taking all these extra hours, rah-rah. Anyway, like, lockdown happened, and then at first I was like, they were like 2 weeks, and it was so hot, and I was like fucking sick. Me and my bird were like that, 2 weeks off in the sun, this is fucking wicked. Yeah. And then like, we were like, because we were saving up to buy a house, and I was like, fucking hell, do you know what I mean? We're not going to be able to buy a house now, babe. Mm-hmm. I was like, we need to get back to work, man. What are we going to do? But I just sort of, you know, I'd been able to make some music and, like, yeah, I'd enjoyed the first few weeks. And then I was kind of like, I can't be fucked to go back and do that shit that I was doing before. Do you know what I mean?
Nothing, man.
Like,
I'm just chilling.
You know, just like, not that I think I'm better than anybody else, but I do feel like I'm wasting my time going to work in a warehouse when I could be out there helping people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so my missus was really, really supportive, and she was like, fuck it, you know? She's like, we've got enough money to do it. She's like, just fucking do it, you know? So, like, it's been it, man. She's backed me. She's, like, you know, motivated me to do it, you know? Because sometimes it's hard, bruv, to do that thing, you know what I mean?
If you've got someone in your corner, it makes it fucking... You know what I mean, bruv? Easier, do you know what I mean?
You know, it's very easy to just get stuck in the loop, bruv. And it's not. You know, and like, sometimes...
Because a lot of it is, it's a leap of faith. A lot of it, do you know what I mean? It's, do you, so if you got, like, if you got strong links to mental health before, like, or what kind of took you in the that sort of direction?
Okay, right. So, excuse me. So... The job that I do, I didn't even know these positions existed. I studied music production at college, and I done when I done music production, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be a fucking producer, innit? You know? And then I was like, I'm never gonna fucking make any money doing this. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do? So I went to university and I done music business, because I thought there's always gonna be a, you know, structure, something in place. I actually wanted to work for like the PRS or one of the, you know, like these sort of agencies, you know what I mean? But I was running a nightclub in East London, and I had a flat above it, and another friend of mine was like, there's this guy moving over, he's been in Indonesia, English guy, he's been in Indonesia for a while, I need somewhere to like cotch in it, like, you renting out the spare room.
Yeah.
So who is this guy? Like, what's he about? Oh, he makes music, this, that, and the other. His name's Keaton, he's a drum bass producer with the usual suspects, like Renegade Hardware crew. Very, very nice, interesting guy. But he was working for a charity in London, like this mental health, like music-based mental health charity. So I got into it through him, and then as soon as I'd done it, I was like, this is my calling, like, you know what I mean? But you know, when you hear people say, like, you know, if you enjoy your job, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I was like, you know, like, I was like, if I had the day off, I'd be like texting like the other boys who are going into the hospitals. I'm like, yo, like, did you get that thing finished with Dirty Money? Like, how's guys on fucking this ward and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was doing all of that. And and I really enjoyed it. But other than that, yeah, I mean, there's been like a history of like mental health in my family. You know, I've lost family through suicide from mental health. Yeah. We all know Kim, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, RIP, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't know anybody who hasn't been affected by mental health, bro. Yeah.
It's one of them, I think, I can't remember what the statistic was, but they say every person at some point in their adult years,
one in four.
Is it one in four? Is it? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I should ask you, you're gonna know. Yeah. But yeah, do you know what I mean? It's, and it, It is. It kind of. I mean, I've been there. I had like a stint. Like I say, when I come offline for like 4 years, do you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, just had to fucking sort my shit out, reevaluate, like take a step back. Just couldn't, like, the pressures of like society itself and like being online, and it's like, nah, just fucking take everything off. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like kind of like had to go back in myself to before I could come back out of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Thankfully now, I mean, like, we're all of like a similar sort of age. But, you know, like 10 years ago, like, you couldn't talk about this shit,
No.
You could not talk about it, like, you know? And it's still, it's not, you know, it's still a very touchy subject, you know what I mean? Like, people, like, you know, not everyone just wants to sit down and open up and talk about their shit.
People don't want to listen. I think people find it very difficult. Me, personally, yeah? It's like, I haven't really been through anything personally myself. I had a bit of a weird experience during the lockdown, but I think a lot of people did. But I think a lot of people who haven't experienced it find it very difficult to listen to some experiences that other people have gone through.
Yeah.
And they don't want that burden. Do you know what I mean? Whereas we kind of need to all accept that people go through things and they should be able to ask for help, you know?
Of course, man. Absolutely.
It's I think the art of like paying attention is something that a lot of us struggle. Even people who have been through it, it's like the art of paying attention to other people is because I don't know, it's because we're so the whole culture of like having to succeed and be something and be, it's like everyone seems to focus on themselves or the ego or whatever. But I also think now there's a lot of stuff going on as well, like with like reawakening of people, like on the whole spiritual side of things. It's like you look around the
world
now.
There's a shift, man. We're almost there, bro.
It is. Yeah. It really is. You can see it happening. It's like people now are talking about things like, we weren't talking about things like that, but like say with mental health, but like everything else as well. It's like the subjects and the things that people are talking about, the stuff that's going on with the psilocybin trials at the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like what that's doing for people with like post-traumatic stress disorder and shit.
Yeah. Bro, you know, like some of the people that I hang about with in Liverpool, man, like they're like serious people, like former like world champions in combat sports, like MMA, boxing and stuff, you know, like hard men. Do you know what I mean? And I sit around with these guys and we're like having a glass of wine and talking like talking about art, talking about fucking, do you know what I mean? Just like the universe and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like once you let go of your ego and the sort of like all the bullshit, man, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's much more, I think people, there is definitely like, people are waking up, man, you know what
They're
I mean?
Craving substance, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's, I think in a world with, because it's both. There's both going on. We're at a time of massive division. We're at a time of massive distraction.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why, that's the only thing that's slowing it. And I think there's people in power that know that they can use that. It's like, to keep a society under control, you really need to keep them distracted and entertained.
Don't get me fucking started on this shit.
And if you can keep someone scrolling, and then like they're better than that, like if you can, like, okay, you can give people what they love and the algorithms can show you that, but why not show people what they hate?
Yeah,
like, get them angry for longer. Get them angry.
Get them angry.
I mean, let's trigger people. Do you mean you keep them on there and you like get engaged? And it's like, so whilst that's going on, at the same time, like you say, it's happening in sequentially. And I think that stuff, that shallow stuff, that'll subside. That one, when love will always beat hate, and it will always beat fear. And at the moment, there's a mass fear going on. There's huge divides, huge fear. But I think, I think it can only happen for so long, because at the end of the day, I do truly like. And if you asked me this a few years ago, I would have told you different. I would have been very cynical, and I said the world's fucked. Climate change is going to ruin us all. Everything's doomed.
Do you reckon
we're all doomed
because you've got kids, though, and you want to believe in a better future for them.
Maybe, I don't know, but like I think it's more deeper than like, I think it's more a feeling than like me trying to justify it, rather than it being a thought. thinking to myself, oh, it's going to be okay. This is like more of a gut feeling and an intuition like inside me thinking, like, not thinking.
I felt that feeling, as I got older, like, though.
No, I've got a good feeling. I feel we're going to come out of this, and I feel that the humans will pull together, and I think that we will come over these divides of no matter how much they try to divide.
My partner's she's a fashion photographer, but she also does like tarot reading, and she's like, she's introduced me to
crystals.
Oh, she's all over the crystals. Yeah, all man. Over they're everywhere. They're, yeah, she called me earlier on and she was going on about a new crystal. And I had her on speakerphone, and she's like, yeah, I've got that new red crystal. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she went, the one I told you about. And I'm like, we were always talking about crystal. And she went, she's like, the one for my menstrual cycle. I was like, oh, fucking all right. But she's introduced me to loads of shit. We, to like astrology, and we went to Wales, actually. She was trying to talk me into it. You know, I'm very open-minded, but, you know, not like she is. I don't know nothing about it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I find it very interesting. Mm. But unless I was with her or somebody else who was interested in it, like, I'm not actively researching it, you know what I mean? But she's like, right, if I come to the pub with you and your mates, she's like, promise next Saturday we can go to Wales and see this, what do you call him now? He was a something so it was to do with astronomy and all of this. I've got his card in my pocket anyway, so I'm like, yeah I'll go. And so we're on the train down there, and I said how much did this cost? And she's like, £80. And I said, for both of us? And she's like, no, each. Ooh. I was like, I said, we're fucking, it's like, we can't afford that. Anyway, so I was already fuming. Do you know what I mean? We're on the train to Wales. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? And then we get down there, and it was fucking cool, man. Like, the guy done like my thing, like natal charts, I think they're called.
Okay.
Done all of that. Mm. And like, he was coming out of all this stuff. And I was like, fucking, I was like really getting into it. And then he went, because it looks like there's going to be some messing about here. Because it looks like you might break up and Si's going to get some of that. And I was like, bruv, you're getting £160. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, what killed it for me, though, was that the end, and he was talking about the best thing that I got out of it was that he told me that I'd pretty much repaid all my karma. Which I was like, wicked.
Yeah, that's good.
But he also told me, he was like, I'm like paraphrasing here, but he was like, you're on spiritual plane two. And I was like, all right. And I was like, what's she on? And he was like, three. And I was like, so like, we counting up or counting down? And he went, no, you're more spiritually aligned than her. Yeah. And I was like that. I was like that on the train. On the train back, I was like that. I was like, yeah. I was like, Emma's only on level three. I was like, I'm on level two. I was like, she was absolutely gutted.
She was happy
for me. But she was just like, fucking hell. How have you just walked into level two like that?
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
It is. I mean, my missus goes like, cause she got a bad back, and she was like, so I rang my mate for a chiropractor, and he was like, because he suffered from bad back. But he was like, look, I've got one, but they ain't going to crack you or click you. Like, do you know what I mean? So she's going there, and I don't know what it is they're doing, but she said, I said, so what are they doing? She's like, well, nothing, but like, I just like kind of get relaxed, and like, he'll come over and he'll like, touch like one part, like just like touch it, like whatever part. She goes, just relax. And I was like, what? I was like, and she's coming back, she's like stress free, like when that's she's been there.
Mad.
And it's like, it's all like through like energy waves, they don't touch you.
Oh,
like,
that's what he might, like, Jack and it's like looking into that.
Yeah.
They,
it's they, working.
You put like, you literally just,
I've been and done it last week. Reiki. We're talking about Reiki.
No, yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's, but that. She's going there, and it's whatever then, she's doing is working.
I had it done a couple of weeks ago, yeah. So one of the guys that I go to the gym with, he goes by the name of the Mind PT, so he does a lot of things. Anyway, I've done a few sessions with him, and like we've done hypnosis, hypnotherapy, some breathing techniques and some other things. But yeah, the last session I done with him, like, we did Reiki, and he was like, how was that? And I was like, that was really good, actually. And of all the things, all the different sort of, you know, things that he introduced me to, be it like the meditation or the Reiki or whatever else it was, the Reiki was the one that I thought was the best, yeah. And so I've got outside afterwards, and my mum's called me, and she's like, what are you up to? And I went, I've just went and had Reiki. She went, really? And I said, yeah, no. I said, anyway, like, she went, how did it go? Did you feel anything? Like, did you feel any heat or anything? And I said, yeah. I said, you know what? I said, when his hands were around my head, I could, like, feel, like, the heat, like, in my temples. And she went, do you know what that means? I said, no. She went, you're fucked. You've got issues. That's just all in your head. Like, you're fucked up in the head. And I was like, oh, fucking thanks a lot, mum. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I thought, do you know what I mean? I thought I'd, like, come out of there just like, yeah, or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what that means? You're fucked, you are.
But, so I don't even know if she was winding me up or not. But Reiki, yeah, no, it was cool.
It's mad because, like, Terry, one of the guys who trains up the jiu-jitsu school that I train at, and he
the cult.
He's but he's like physiotherapy type shit. But like Mario one day, he was like, he couldn't get one of his arms like to lock out over his head. So Terry goes over to him, right? And he tickles his ear on a certain point on his ear, right? And he goes, now try. And he went, boom, and the arm went over. And he was like, what the fuck did you just do to me? That's fucking mad. He goes, you're a witch doctor. He was going to him.
That's mad,
yeah. And he goes, yeah, he goes, pressure point. He goes, well, how long will that last? And he said, like, oh, like a few hours or whatever. He said, but yeah, he goes, he was like saying, you got nerves or something in your ear. And he goes, you just touch that there. And he goes, that'll loosen up your shoulder. Man, so how do you even know that? It's mental.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it's real.
And I think as well, it's like where the West has been like so fixated on
science,
things, and science, and like, do you mean,
it's money.
It's now going back to integrating
spirituality
into that, and they can live hand in hand. They can coexist. It's like,
that's what thing he talks about quite often, isn't it? Russell Brand talks about spirituality and science being in harmony with each other.
Yeah,
like that's what needs to happen, really.
And they are the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do, because they don't want to rewrite things.
The trouble is with what a lot of scientists have as well is they don't, like we were talking about with the music just a minute ago, like the people who don't want to take the risks because it's like, you don't want to come out of that box because it might not work. And it's like, it's the same as scientists. They don't want to break the mold because they don't want to get laughed at. You know, like, you want to like, trust me, it's like, wow, look, no fucking... So extraterrestrials, for example.
Brother, and you've got to remember these people are funded through certain organisations do you know what I mean? I've read stories about people like, for example, like student archaeologists, and they'll find something which basically fucks off history. Do you know what I mean? Something that shouldn't exist. And the funders will be like, well, I'll tell you what, I mean, that is, you know, remarkable. That changes, like, the whole history books.
Get rid of it.
Chuck it back in the ground, otherwise we're going to cut off your funding. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing they say a scientist is just as easy to buy as a politician.
Sadly.
Do you mean it's like you look at, like, these things, it's like, eggs, the cholesterol in eggs are fucking really good for you, blah, blah, blah. It's like, who funded it? The egg industry. Things like that. It's like,
and the fish thing and all that. Yeah,
do you see that documentary? Like, that
Seaspiracy.
Yeah.
That's fuckeries, man.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah. It is. It's
it's fucked.
Yeah.
But again, like you say there, like how it doesn't fit in is where he goes from. It's like, look, why are you not talking about the nets?
Yeah.
And they're like,
do you know what pissed me off? It didn't piss me off, but it kind of annoyed me a little bit. Is when they proposed this new Super League for the footy, like the European fucking competition, did you see that? Yeah, and everyone was outraged. They were like, no, like, oh, fans come first, disgusted. Like, everyone was on it. And I'm like, right, does anyone watch the news? Like, we're like getting fucked here, do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, carry on that passion about the football with all these other things.
Be it
the fucking Tories, fucking, like, billions. Doesn't even fucking work, bruv.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's,
and then, like, again, and people's getting vexed about the footy. I'm like, come on, man. Bruv. Like,
it's mad.
Do you know what I mean, bruv?
It's distractions, yes. It's another distraction. It's what they say, it goes back to, like, when you go back to the Romans, they only built the amphitheaters and the gladiators to control the citizens.
Yeah.
And all the football in that now is an amplified version of a form of, like, distract or control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean it's and you're right, there are so many other pressing issues. But also as well, I think as well, it's like my personal stance on a lot of things at the moment is to not get caught up and try and fight the big things and just do the part yourself by, like, for example, just being a good person, a good moral person, and letting that ripple out around you.
Yeah, 100.
Do you mean it's like, so just for like with your kids or like or your friends or whatever, and like the trouble is you're trying to fight the system, and it's like you're trying to fight so many things or such a big mammoth thing, and it's tiring, and you're not going to win. So the way you win is with the self love, the self love of the people around you.
I get that.
And that and that will. That is what, and I think that's what's happening when we were talking about the thing. It's that is what's happening.
I'm on that as well, bruv. Like, I carry the same sort of like viewpoint and stance on it, but the same, like, you know, which is like, you know, because it's it didn't used to be like that, bruv.
Yeah,
I used to be like so stressed and like, you know, but it's still difficult sometimes when, you know, like, for example, like Facebook or whatever, and it'll be, you know, maybe someone, a family member, or maybe just like a close friend, and they're like posting some dumb shit, and I'm just like, you're not even a fucking idiot, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, you know,
just following, and then, like,
I'll tell them, and like, you'll present people with the correct information, and even though they're like, yeah, no, I totally get it, but no, I still wouldn't have it, you know what I mean? And I'm like, but it doesn't make sense, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like cognitive
yeah.
dissonance. Like, even if you present the information to people, they won't allow their opinion to waver.
It's like the whole thing of going online, right? And it's like, whatever your predisposed, like, whatever you believe before you go on there, you're already looking for what. So when people go on there, it's like, you type into Google, sugar is good, and you're going to get fucking millions of articles about sugar's good. You then type in sugar is bad, you'll get the same thing. Yeah. Whatever people want to find.
Is anyone else on this or not? Yeah. I fucking say things sometimes, bruv, and then I'll go on there and there'll be a fucking ad there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, if I'm being paranoid or what, bruv. Like, you know, I don't smoke weed, so it's not like I'm like, it's not like that. And I'm like, babe, close the laptop. Like, they're listening
to us. The thing with it, it's like,
I'm telling you, bruv.
Look, Edward Snowden, 2012, he's already proved it, and the what they're doing. So, like, Edward Snowden in 2012, when he blew the whistle on it, and the same things happen now. The thing is, the UK, Germany, and like the European countries were worse, because the two ways that could add it. So in America, they kind of like went hush hush and like said that they weren't going to do it anymore, kind of thing. But over here, that we were like, okay, we'll just change the laws so that it is now. we are now legally allowed to spy on you and do those things, so they can tap into your microphone at any time and do things. Yeah. And it's the corporations that have got the power for these things anyway, and all they do, the government just goes, knocks on the door and goes, yeah, we want the details on this person, and the corporations are fucking doing it for them. They've got access to your microphone. They get money. Man, that is the new business. Big tech.
Columbia for her like year abroad at uni. Like, I got a Visit Columbia advert on my phone.
Yeah,
everything is being listened to.
Yeah, well, and I just thought, like, the fucking whoever's listening is just getting passive aggressive now. Yeah, I started getting all these ads, bruv, and it would be like, do you want to go Turkey, get some new hair and all that. I've never even googled Hair Plus, bruv. I'm happy with the brand still. Do you know what I mean? And it would be like for $299, and I'm like, how do they? What is going on? Like, do you know what I mean?
Straighten up a
little
bit, a few gaps. So they went
with
Invisalign.
Wow,
bro, isn't it, man?
It's mental. So like, absolutely everything is like, chase, like data. Like now, the data points. It's I'm like, I mean, you have to like fully like go off the grid, like to not be in it. And it's like you've got no choice. It's like, where do I opt out? It's like, well, you can't opt out. Like, do you mean, unless you get someone else to go and get you a phone. And it's not registered to your name or anything, and it's like, do you mean it's, you've really got to fucking, well, you'd have to move like a fucking proper, like, you'd have to move like a criminal, even if you're not.
Yeah. Bro, to take it back to the topic that we started on, all these fuckeries that's going on, man, you can put a pair of headphones on and you escape all of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not sat there with your headphones on going, oh, I wonder if you know, they're going to fucking do, you know what I mean? It's an escapism, man.
Do you mean it's like that meditation? There's so many good things out there. You need to reflect.
Exercise.
You need to just get
which
off.
Is what I've just realised is good for you.
Exercise, yeah. Come on.
After 35 years. And now I'm like, oh, can we go climb another mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good. It's the outdoors as well, like just getting in that fresh air.
Reconnecting with nature, man.
Mm.
It's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, just, you know, your brain is releasing chemicals, man. Like, you know, we actually do through the Mind Music charity, we do the music classes. But we're linked up with some of the boxing gyms up there as well. So some of the guys are doing sort of one-on-one or group sessions doing the boxing as well, you know. So they get down the gym and then, like, get down the studio and do the music as well. Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's such a cliche to say, like, healthy body, healthy mind. But it's massively beneficial.
Scientists now are saying about what's going on in your gut directly has an impact on your mind.
Serotonin is released in your gut.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Your gut, it's your second brain. It's 9 times out of 10 when I have a gut instinct. It's true.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what I say. Yeah. Follow your gut instinct. Do not follow the logic or whatever people are saying around you. If you've got a strong gut instinct, fucking go with it, because your gut instinct, we are in tune with nature around us, and your gut is, do you know what I mean? The brain is just your ego fucking lying to you. Follow the gut. Follow the gut all the time, man.
So, got a question for you, because we forgot to do it again.
Yeah.
What three things that made you happy today? Sorry.
What three good things happened to you today?
Three things that made me happy today. Oh God, yeah. I mean, loads of things. I've had a good day, to be honest with you.
It can be more than three if you want.
Yeah, loads of good things, man. Just getting a phone call from some of the friends that I went over to Bristol yesterday with my mum and linked up with some friends. Jen Reed and Al. Jen's the girl who was on the Plymouth Colston thing. They made a statue of her, and they graphed her up on the side of a building.
I've seen them do that.
So we went to check that, you know. So they called me up and was like, it was lovely to see you. Ryan, they're making plans to come up and see me in Liverpool.
Yeah, nice.
So that was super nice. A friend of mine who we all know, and I won't say any names, but he's notoriously late all of the time. That guy turned up on time, bruv.
Oh,
and I
man.
Was just like, fucking glorious. You know what I mean?
I just clocked who you're talking about.
Yeah. You know what I mean, bruv?
Yeah. So he's quite long, like, normally, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
So he turned up on time? That doesn't happen, bruv.
Bruv, honestly.
This is a monumentous day.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? And we're only at number two there. You know what I mean? Yeah, just the sun, man. I'm a sucker for the sun, bro. Yeah, the sun's shining, I'm happy, man.
That vitamin D, man. Do you mean it is? It just makes everything, because this winter lockdown's been pretty grim, man. Yeah. Especially with the two kids at home. It's like, there's so many activities you can do, and it's like, normally you go out and you've got like soft play or something to go to. There's things to go, and it's just like, it's nowhere to like go. And you can go out in the park for so long, but my daughter's two, man, and her hands get cold after so long. You can only be out for so long.
Yeah.
It's like back in, and you can only do so much, and it's like, do you mean you just need to be out with people and just doing things, man?
Yeah. Well, we do, man. We there's a part of our brain that we have an inherent need to be social.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, we're animals, isn't it?
We do.
We come from apes, like, you know? And now we're always with each other.
Exactly. And I think the family unit has got too small, and the family unit should be, I was talking about this earlier, who was I talking to this to? Ellie? Anyway, we're talking like the family unit is where initially like we evolved to, like, your kids would be with all the other people in the tribe. You'd look after all the kids like they were your own. Do you mean it's like now it's just like it's getting smaller and smaller. It's like you've got like one parent or two parents. Like, do you mean it's like it's not the norm?
No,
do you mean
not.
For what I how we evolved, we should be
massively. Do you know what, I read something, I'm probably gonna fuck this up, but you'll get the gist of it. And I don't know if it was a photographer or a reporter, somewhere like this. And he's in like the middle of nowhere, like very, very remote, you know what I mean? Mm. And like all the little kids in the village are like all running about doing their thing. And he's got like a big basket of whatever it is, sweeties or some fruit and some juice and all this sort of thing. And he's put the basket down. He went, right, everybody get behind the line and set up a race, basically. And he's like, first one to the basket gets all the things.
Mm.
And they're like, on your marks, get set, go. All these kids are just like that, hand in hand, like walking down going, there's like, yeah, man, like just all chatting, innit?
Mm.
And then they get to the basket and they just start sharing it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you realise if you were the first person to get there, then you would have had of all of that, and they're like, yeah, but how can I be happy when everybody else is sad?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And this is what it's about, bruv. This is why I enjoy the work that I do. You know what I mean? When, like, you know, if none of us live forever, man. Like, I feel like the work that I do, hopefully that it will continue to go. Someone else will be running this after I'm dead and buried, bruv, you know? And that's like, you know, like, some people want to be famous, some people want to, you know, whatever, man. I want to feel like I've done something and left a mark that's going to
impact, like, the good of other people
out there, bruv. Yeah, that's what we're here for, man.
That kind of sums up
absolutely.
Your personal meaning of life as well, which is what I was
about. Yeah, that was the next question. Yeah.
You've
already answered the last question. What's your personal meaning of life?
Was that it? Yeah.
30 seconds left.
Yeah. Right, fucking hell, we wrapped it up perfectly. Yeah.
Come on.
So, yeah, that was
thanks for coming on, man. Yeah, big up, man.
Pleasure.
That was sick.
Yeah, safe.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was fucking. Yeah, that was good, man.
That could have